Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
If you are wondering what the heck this is and what message you just got from us here on Patreon, this is the Friday Night Jack Sesh. That is my computer also playing that back at me, but what we are doing here is a call-in show. Below the video, you should see a number that calls to this phone right here, and that message is to us. Text us why we should call you, what problems you have, and me and Jack will solve them. How are y'all doing tonight? Jack, how you feeling right now?
I'm doing good, Giorgio.
You had a little trouble getting into the studio here today. You want to tell the lovely fans about that?
Yeah, James Bass is the executive commissioner of Texas Department of Transportation. He's a real piece of shit. I don't know what he was doing having construction done at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on I-35, the busiest freeway in the goddamn country. I'll let you know where his kids go to school in the next episode. Hey, I'm Jack Mandeville. Welcome to the Friday Night Jack Sesh. Hopefully this is the last show of this first show. I'm going to be taking calls. I'm going to be talking about a few things that is on my mind. First, I want to talk about our lovely sponsors, or the people who had us on, Ross and Dan. They must not have a lot of respect for you by inviting me to do my own show. Giorgio?
Yeah, we've got two people out here already texting in wanting us to call. One says, go ahead and give me a call. I've got some time to kill on my drive to work. You, sir, did not leave your name or any description of what we're talking about, but because this is the pilot episode, we're calling you anyway. Yeah, mystery guest number one. Ooh, here we go.
Hey, this is on Patreon?
This is live on Patreon right now.
So I can say whatever I want, right?
Whatever we want to whoever we want and why ever they want to text me.
Veteran suicide jokes?
Always.
I got 22 Hello? Up my sleeve.
Hilarious.
Who is this?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what do you want from me?
I guess I didn't really want anything from you, Jack.
Okay, so...
Good to hear your voice, though.
Yeah, likewise. I'm really glad to hear my voice, too. What are we talking about right now?
I'm heading into work, getting ready to finish up my week.
What do you do for a living, Mike?
What are you guys up to?
Oh, we're just doing a Friday night Jack Sesh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm a college student and I work at a range.
Where are you at in this country?
I live in Iowa.
Okay, I can tell you where the country's at. We're in a sad state right now.
Yes, we are.
You want to talk politics? You want to talk religion? You want to talk school? How's school going for you this semester, Mike?
You know, school's not going too bad. I'm going back for physical therapy. It's a little different doing that at 40 than it was 18.
Right. Can you answer me a question?
I'll give it a shot.
Why am I fat?
Why am I skinny? Shit, I don't know, man.
Could be a combination of genetics, could be diet and exercise. I don't know. I'm asking you the questions.
It could be.
Mike, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in love with you right now. And I think we got to end this conversation on a high note.
Bye, Mike.
I don't just love Mike. I am in love with
Ooh,
Mike.
Oh, we have another caller.
If I can't have him, no one can. I don't want this caller.
Okay.
I want to talk about something that's been on my mind lately.
Okay. And Let them know. Let the people know. Preach.
Giorgio, if you want to chime in, I'd appreciate it.
You just said that you had something you wanted to tell them, but I'll clearly talk now. I'm Giorgio. I took my shirt off recently because I felt self-conscious that Jack was the only one naked. And I think this is the direction of the show moving forward, is just two shirtless guys. One of them on
Giorgio,
a bed. Yes?
Tell them to shut up. I want to talk about why we're not normalizing diaper wearing in this country, okay?
For the elderly,
For everybody.
Okay.
Why is it that if I were to walk into a Walmart at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. wearing nothing but a diaper and a t-shirt,
Okay.
And of course, they have a shoe policy, so I have shoes on.
Right.
Why is it that at the very least that would be frowned upon, and there would I would possibly be removed from the property and or arrested?
So I believe if the diaper covered a little bit into the inner thigh, you might be okay. But right now, as in the brief cut, they're considered underwear, I believe.
But why, as a grown man, can I not wear a diaper wherever I want?
I believe wearing it for safety purposes is probably a good idea, especially with a bladder like mine.
Giorgio.
Yes, sir.
If I were Steve Bezos,
okay,
and I required my employees to wear diapers throughout the day instead of taking bathroom breaks, I could get approximately 45 minutes more work out of my employees each day during an 8-hour workday.
Okay, I'm following this logic on economics. Now, have we discussed the chafing that could be possible not allowing our users to clean themselves?
Diaper technology has come a long way since the 50s. We're not rocking that frickin' cloth bullshit anymore.
Do we need to get a diaper engineer on the show? Was that our first guest? Like, fuck this whole calling thing. Do we need a diaper engineer to break down the science of diaper technology today?
I would feel a lot better if we were living in a country that was more diaper friendly. And again, I don't see why if you're running a company, why you wouldn't be encouraging or mandating your employees to wear diapers with all the time they're going to save on bathroom breaks.
You give those savings back to the employees, right? The less bathroom breaks they take, the more points they get back in the company, maybe?
Yeah, it's shit equity.
I like that. That's a good.
And the thing is too is we're not babies, we're grown-ups, right? So we can change your own diapers at the end of the day. You maybe get 5 minutes before the workday ends, like you just go do a quick diaper change and your workday's over.
Okay, I eat Chipotle a lot. There's one literally two blocks from the residence. I do not have solid poops. So I feel like if I was in a diaper, it would be all over my inner thigh and legs, and this would take quite a bit of time to clean. More time so than some would say to walk to the bathroom. So I don't know if we're factoring all these different things in.
Okay, Giorgio, while I was sitting in traffic on I-35 between New Braunfels and San Marcos, I gave a lot of thought to this, and you're really shooting holes in my speech here that I gave a lot of thought to on my own show.
I'll
that's what I love about you. We compliment each other.
I'll lower my
like
chair.
I gotta say that you have a nice body. I'm complimenting you.
I appreciate that. You do as well.
Hey, it sounds like there's one individual that's really trying to get in right now, and I'm really not liking it, so let's just get it over with.
All right, we're taking them back.
Who's this? Do we have this person's name this time?
No, this is just the last missed caller. We've had about 15 different callers try to chime in while we were on that tyrant. Oh, no, Jack may have fallen asleep before the caller got in. Ooh. Ooh,
who's hello? This?
Justin Meather.
Wow, that's impressive. What are you doing today, Justin?
Nothing. The same thing.
Okay.
You're in.
Okay, are you wearing a diaper right now?
I mean, I could be.
Justin, what part of the country are you calling from?
Missouri.
Oh, it sounds like an exciting place. What do you do there in Missouri? What do you do? You smash pumpkins, or what do? You make love to your second cousin once removed? What's the law? What's the cousin marrying laws there in Missouri?
I'm pretty sure it's okay to smash pumpkins.
So pumpkins are allowed to be fucked in Missouri. I lived there for a little bit, and what never kind of, once did I try to fuck a pumpkin.
This is a worse language barrier than I have with my hot Swedish girlfriend. Why can't I? Why is he not understanding what I'm saying?
Giorgio, can you
put him on hold a little longer just to punish him for not hearing me right?
Yeah, of course. I can just mute him, and then mute us to him. So then he's just stuck in this on-call purgatory.
Do that because I don't want these calls are stressing me out.
I mean, I understand. We weren't prepared for the influx of people wanting to talk to Jack Mandeville. And look, we're going to build into this, everyone. Give us a break. We're working on these things. We don't even have the bed yet for the bed show. Coming soon.
When Giorgio called me at 3 a.m. last night crying because they lost a guest for their Drinkin' Bros show, I was not anticipating this influx of questions from people when I agreed to come on and do my own show. Okay. This is the second thing I want to talk about. Giorgio.
Yes.
Cut them off. I don't want to hear this shit.
They're off, and I'm taking my pants off, too. Just felt like it was the move.
When I was 14 years old, that was the first time I got introduced to MILF porn. This was in the late 90s.
I'm listening.
Porn was going through a revolutionary change back then in what we know now as reality porn. You know, the bang bust type of stuff where it seems real, but it's obviously scripted. We know that now, but back in the late 90s, early 2000s, this was such a new and wild concept. We didn't know any better. We thought this stuff was really happening. We thought these guys were just driving, you know, I was a big fan of the MILF Hunter. I thought this was a real guy that was walking around with top-notch camera equipment and sound recordings and just picking up hot older chicks. And it was around 14 years old that I became infatuated with older women, okay? It began there. It's obviously I started dabbling in the MILF porn genre specifically. You know, the MILF Hunter was a popular thing back then. And then when I got to about 18 years old, I started dating older women. It started off very innocent where they were only about 10 years older than me. And I started pushing the limits till one day you realize you're in a stairwell on the 30th floor of the downtown San Diego Sheraton and you're banging a 53-year-old woman in the stairwell. Okay.
It sounds lovely.
I always loved older women. I liked looking at them in my pornography. I liked dating them. I liked touching them. I liked being romantic with them. I liked being intimate with them. I liked taking them out for nice dinners at Chili's because I'm a goddamn classy guy. This is the problem, though, with that. When you become so hell-bent on having older women... Shut them up, Giorgio.
They're gone.
When you become so hell-bent on having older women in your life, it becomes a problem, right? So I always liked all this MILF porn, but the problem is one day you get older. Okay, I'm in my mid-30s right now. You wake up one day and you realize you went to high school the same year as these chicks, and it loses its allure. But it's all you've ever known, older women. So now I'm in this purgatory where I have to fantasize about chicks that, you know, I went to high school with, and it loses all of its fun at that point.
You have to then keep upping the level. This is now when you like start getting into the GILF porn or the mature category. It's one of Giorgio's favorite, actually. I like to get on Tinder and set my age range for 60 and above and then ask these women if they allow me to call them mother. Age play is one of my new favorite kinks. If you want to learn more about that on motherlist.com, I have an account there. I can walk you through some of the early stages of age play. Jack, if you want me to walk you through some of the early stages of age play with these women, I feel like these women have that maternal instinct, but then also want to express that sexually, and they're very conflicted and very confused, and it takes someone like myself to guide them through that. These callers really want to come in. I want to come in older women. Sounds like you do too, Jack, but...
Giorgio, I'll definitely take a hip pocket class on that from you.
Okay, anytime. It's a little scary barrier getting across, but after once you call her mommy, it's great.
I don't care. Let's just take some calls.
And random caller, you are on with us right now. Caller?
I don't like his cadence. Cut him off, Giorgio.
He's off. I'll call the next one.
Who are we calling? Do we have names now?
No names. This is just a giant list of missed calls. And we're just making our way downtown, calling them back.
That's right. That's what I want to talk about.
Hello? Oh, no, it seems like, here we go. We'll see. We'll hear him in a second. There we go. Can you hear us, sir? Can you hear us? Oh, no, a little technical difficulties. Can you hear us?
What kind of name is Giorgio?
It's Greek.
Greek?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Giorgio.
Uh-huh.
Are you one of those Greek Americans that tries to convince everybody how you're not white?
Yes. Yes, I am. I consider myself a person of color, and when I was the only one employed here, I told everyone that Ross and Jesse employed a person of color.
What is it about a Greek and Italian Americans and this desperate obsession to try to convince people that they're not white? Just because you have a little olive oil in your milk doesn't mean it's still not milk.
Yeah. Can you hear us, caller? Are you there? Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get these collars back fixed. I like a little olive oil in my milk, you know. It's
Giorgio, if
I'm here.
We're going to have you speak for the entire Greek American community. What is it that compels you people, I'm sorry, the Greek American community, to try to convince other people of European descent that they're not in fact white?
I think it's because we warred with the Turks for so long and they get to play the race card. Like
Turks are white too. They're in Europe.
Right. But I think at airports would disagree with that. I think that's a pretty fair statement that, any random Turkish man is probably 50 or 60% more likely to get, just the random cavity search.
Not every European is annoyingly ginger and white like the Irish. Like, there's obviously different degrees of whiteness, but you're still white at the end of the day.
I understand, but, you know, those people can hail a cab and, you know, don't get charged extra at the bodega and, you know, don't get convicted of rapes that they don't commit, you know. So it's a hard time out here.
Are you speaking for the Greek community right now?
Greek, Muslim, Turkish. You know, I got a simp for the Browns right now. We're live on air. Ooh, and I think we've got our callers back. Oh, now you can hear us, caller. Yeah, yeah. Right when we get into the Muslim banning and the raping and, yeah, now you decide to call. This is Giorgio. You're alive with us on the Friday Night Jack Sesh.
I need you to up that volume, Giorgio. I got a capital T tinnitus right over here.
Yeah, caller for sure.
Capital with an A. Ooh. I know we're learning a lot about the spelling of capital the last couple weeks.
Hello, caller. Can you hear us? Man, they were working fine earlier.
Good. That gives me more time to talk about this Greek thing. Look, I don't want to sound like I'm harping on you. God damn it, Giorgio. Can we get on the same page? I know this is the first episode, but...
No, absolutely not. This is going to be how everything is going to go. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy it. And I feel like Giorgio finally got it this time. I feel like he's got it. Maybe he does and maybe he doesn't. But we can try. And this person's not even going to fucking answer, so he's just going to make me look like a jackass now. Brad, do you mind if I get another beer or two, please? I'm gonna get wasted. Can I get one of these Fireman Blondes, please? Hello.
What? Did he call just so he could plug his business? What's going on right now?
He did. I think he plugged some sort of Mike the Builder. I believe his name was.
If we were to condense the show down into one bit, it's just gonna be 50% of ringtone.
Hey, you reached us. It's our right now.
Man, these people really don't want to talk to
okay,
us.
Okay, look.
You know, I'm going to try one more.
Giorgio, I got stuff to talk about here, but okay, let's do it.
I'm going to try one more.
Welcome to the Jack Sesh.
You know, Papa G's failing pretty hard here, but he's trying to get you guys talking to Jack, and he's trying to call you back right now. And here we go. One more. God, I think so many of you are calling in. My phone can't technically keep up. I think part of the issue. But we got one more here.
Hey, let's just rename this show to Technical Difficulty.
Now you're sounding like Ross, and you know it's really having me a great time.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Greg?
Greg, what's up? You're in the Jack Shack. We're doing the Jack Sesh right now. What do you got to talk about?
No, this isn't Greg. I was asking if this is Greg. Am I talking to Greg? What's a Jack Shack?
You're talking to Jack. Jack Manford Mandeville.
I'm interested in this Jack Shack, Mr. Jack Mandeville.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What's that?
Do you think that Italian and Greek Americans are white? I mean, this is a yes or no. Yeah, they are, right? Because they're of European descent.
Well, of course they are.
Look, I don't want to come 100%. Off like I'm like a little harping too much on this this meta inner white race debate that we have. Look, this is why I'm so obsessed with this topic. I like to play what's called safe racism. Okay. Me being a white man from the boring descent of white, which is, you know, like English and whatnot, right? I'm from the boring sect of the whites. I play safe racism where I can do these Italian and Greek jokes because they're still white, even though if I'm not from the exact specific white ethnicity as they are, we still fall under the umbrella of white. So it's safe racism, right? I can't sit here and throw either contextually comic or rude shade towards people outside of my race because I don't fall within that umbrella. But if you're like an African American listening to this show and you see some guy from like the Democratic Republic of Congo walking down, like, feel free to fucking tear into him. That falls within your realm of safe racism. Right. Or if you're Asian American, exactly. Right? You're from San Francisco. Your family came here in the 1870s. You're an all American boy. You're Chinese American and you see some dude walking down the street speaking Tagalog. Rip into him. Let him know that Manny Pacquiao's a pussy because you're both technically Asian. So that falls into your realm of safe racism. Okay, if you're an American Indian, if you're Native American, if you're from the Sioux Nation of North Dakota, up there, born and raised in the cold, and you see some Navajo guy walking around, make fun of that turquoise that he's wearing, okay? Because you're both Native American and you fall within the safe racism well, okay?
I will remember this forever. This is valuable information.
Yeah, if you're Latino, Or as a lot of the young ones like to say, Latinx, right?
No one says that.
Okay, you're Mexican-American, Chicano, Tejano, right? And you see some dude from Puerto Rico start talking that weird Spanish, tear into him, okay?
Get after it.
Okay.
So
I will.
Say, we don't like you coming here.
I'm super... I'm boring white like you are.
Yeah, so we... But we can still make fun of... Let's make fun of
the Greeks.
We can make fun of the Greeks. We can make fun of the Spaniards, but we can't make fun of the Cubans. We can make fun of the Spaniards, but not the Cubans, because that falls into the Hispanic realm, and only other Latino, Latinx, and Hispanic people can make fun of the Cubans. But we, as the boring whites, can make fun of the Spanish because they're in Iberia, which is a western province of Europe.
We can still make fun of the Cubans for being communists, though, right?
Do you think the average Cuban citizen wants to be a communist? I mean, we can make fun of Fidel Castro for sure, but who wants to poke at a dead guy? You know, it's like, look, I got hundreds of Mao jokes, but it's overdone. He's been dead for years. Speaking of Mao, in the safe racism realm, I need one of my Chinese American friends to really fucking tear into that guy for that stupid haircut of his.
It is pretty fucking dumb, huh?
Yeah, what are you doing right now? What are you wearing?
Khakis.
Giorgio and I are not wearing anything right now.
Nothing.
That's a bald-faced lie. You're wearing fucking cowboy boots right now.
Are you watching me right now? So you can see what I'm doing?
No, I wish. No, but I saw Ross post a picture of you. I'm sitting here at work. I'm actually wearing cowboy boots, too.
You're a cowboy? What part of the country are you in, Frederick?
It's Joey, and I'm in Redmond, Washington, working right now.
Where is that? Is that part of the redneck part or the patchouli part of Washington?
No, it's part of the patchouli part of Washington.
But hey, at least it's green, right?
Yeah, I guess I don't really give a shit about green.
Are you from that area?
No, I'm from the redneck part.
Okay, are you a logger? Do you log?
No, sir. I work construction.
Well, that falls within the manly man realm. You don't work for the Department of Transportation up there, do you?
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank God. Okay, so I was going to cut that call short, but let's talk to him for another 53 minutes or so. Joey.
Sounds good, brother.
Joey, are you like...
Jack.
Do you do sports? What do you do? Do you watch sports? Do you watch the Seagulls or the Seahawks and the Mariners and the Krakens?
I watch the Mariners. Not much of a football fan, but I watch baseball.
Okay, yeah. Ever since I got into my 30s, I've learned to re-love baseball because I think it's a good sport if you're 30 and above. You know, it's about math and patience and situation.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more.
I'm seriously in the best part of my life to enjoy baseball.
It's a great time. It's a great time to be a baseball fan. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, especially with COVID. Yeah, what do you look? Look, I'm already getting worn out right here. I told Ross I couldn't do more than 20 minutes, so I just need you to kind of like Jesus take the wheel right now.
Hang on, one of my guys had something. Did you seriously break that? Hang on. Sorry, I'm still at work.
And we got rid of him.
No, I really wanted to find out what was going on right there.
Oh shit. Well,
we could start a look. What if he broke something important? We could start a GoFundMe for him. The first episode of the
I will call him back
of the Jack Sesh. We can start helping the Drinking Bros community because I guess that's what we do. We all help each other out, evidently.
We'll call him back then. We'll call him back and see if he broke anything. We have the technology. We can rebuild him, or at least our friendship.
You hang up on me, Jack?
Hey, no. From now on, if anything happens, just go straight to Giorgio on that. Don't put that kind of accusation on me. Hey, what got broken?
What the fuck, Giorgio? A $400 tool that I had to buy four of yesterday.
Okay, this
is... My guys don't know how to use them, so they fucking broke it.
This is what we're doing for you. We're going to start a GoFundMe for Joey. Are you okay saying your last name, Joey?
Yeah, Joey Martin.
Joey Martin, we're starting the Joey Martin, we need to fix his tool, GoFundMe, okay? And $400 is what you need?
Yeah, that's what I need.
Okay, $400 for who? Giorgio.
Yes.
I know, are you W2?
I can't promise it's all going to go to the school.
Can you put him on mute? I'm trying to configure humor here. Hey, Giorgio.
Okay.
Giorgio,
I do what now?
Giorgio, I need this beautiful man on mute while we try to make him money.
Yeah, we're good. We're good, yeah. Uh-huh.
Giorgio, are you 1099 or W-2 with the Drinking Bros podcast?
I'm 1099.
Oh, shit. So you will charge extra for starting GoFundMe accounts?
No, but I mean, they can Venmo me, and I think I have some cash in my wallet here right now. Okay. And if they...
This is what we're going to do. We're going to get... If a Drinking Bro is listening right now, and you have the professional experience of starting GoFundMe, Joey Taylor Mountbatten needs $400 for his tool. Joey, I hate to cut you short. I did you a big favor right there, so you can't really hold this against me, but I want you off the show right now.
And he's gone. You want to take another call, or do you want to talk to the audience a little bit?
I want to talk about, I have a hot Swedish girlfriend.
You do.
I've posted one picture of her on the internet because I don't want all you perverts messing with her. But I was just thinking, I'm thinking about taking her last name when we get married. I'm at the age where I'm just going to rush into this marriage because I've just delayed settling down for so long. Like, I just got to jump into it now because it's never going to happen if I don't pull the trigger now.
Oh, I love it.
And so I'm going to probably marry her, and I want to take her last name. And the reason I want to do that is I want to show just how fragile and idiotic the patriarchal traditions are. It's my way of kind of sticking it to the patriarchy by taking my wife's last name. But on the other hand, the only unfortunate thing about that is she was previously married, so I will be taking her ex-husband's last name to kind of show how strong the patriarchy is when you think about it. Just when you think you can get rid of the patriarchy, it always rears its ugly head.
Jack, that is the cuckest thing I have ever heard, and I will not allow you to do that.
You know what? The coincidence is her ex-husband's middle name was Cuck, and since I'm gonna be taking his middle name too, like I'm a junior, so it's gonna be Jack Manford Cuck. Beep. I'm not gonna say her former marriage last name. I wouldn't do that to her because I respect my hot Swedish girlfriend. Let's take some calls, Giorgio.
We got one coming in right now. Hello, you're live on the Jack Shish. Maybe they're not.
Oh, man, I just, look.
Man, this is...
It's okay. Hey, Georgie, this is our first episode. We can't get down on each other. We can go down on each other because this is on Patreon, so evidently we can do whatever the fuck we want, but we can't get down on each other. Hey, Georgie, you know what I was thinking, man?
Yeah.
This is Patreon, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I do a lot of veteran suicide jokes that I really don't do in the open, but I can do them here, right?
You can.
I got at least like 22 of them up my sleeve, so like I could just pull that. Let's get that caller going on before I start going down that dark road.
Hello, caller. Can you hear us? Caller.
Oh yeah. Am I live on the Jack Sesh?
You're. Hey, let's get fresh on the Jack Sesh. Who is this?
Holy fuck! My name's Roman. So you know how hard I am.
Ha.
Roman?
Because we're sponsored by GetRoman.com /drinking bros. If you're having trouble in the bedroom and your ED needs some help, go to drinkingbros/GetRoman or GetRoman.com or something. But apparently we've got Roman on the line here and he has no problem with his erections.
You gave me this dip.
I do not.
Are you the kind of guy that spits them back into the can? Do I got to worry about your
Roman, one COVID? Second here.
Are you trying to give me COVID?
What?
No, Jack has been given dip here in the studio, and he does not realize he is also talking on the microphone and talking to you. He will be back in one second. He is putting a fresh fatty in for you. He could be double horseshoeing. I'm not quite sure.
Just because I like baseball doesn't mean I'm good at it.
You know what? I'm
going to
throw one in with you, Jack. Holy shit.
Oh, that's right. I hear that. Ooh, you're packing a fatty. Is that Grizzly Rinnegreen?
Yeah.
Did I call what you're chewing from hearing you pack that?
Hey, so wait. Hey, so your name is Roman?
Yeah.
Okay, so Roman, named after the people of the Italian peninsula, I'm assuming, right? The predecessors to the now Italian people were, of course, the Romans. Would you consider Italian people to be white or non-white?
Well, they're of European descent, obviously being Europe.
Why can't
I say white?
Yeah, what is it up with the Italian-American community? They can't wrap their fucking stromboli heads around that.
How do you feel about Turkish people? Are they white?
Yes, they're part of the European. They're European. They're part of the European Union. They're part of they are from the land of Caucasus. Caucasian.
Okay, then yeah, I'd say they're white.
Don't let Jack force you into this. What's your heart saying,
man? I'm like, sorry that my facts are ruining your...
Look at a Turkish person and tell me you think white.
Just because you're not like annoyingly Irish, Scandinavian ginger doesn't mean you're not white.
Look, I want a better credit score.
I mean, I'm Puerto Rican.
You're Puerto Rican.
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm black from the waist down. So
ooh, you're black from the waist down? Does that mean you run fast?
That joke was fucking written in 1984.
Knee. Speaking of 1984.
Yep. Brought it back in 2021.
Are you watching us live right now, Roman? Are you seeing what Jack is doing on air while we talk to you?
Do you know who my favorite white people to make fun of is?
I'm not.
Who? Slavs. Eastern European Slavic people. You know, the guys that wear those, the freaking, the suits, the jumpsuits, the Adidas suits, and they got, you know, Slavs, they got those triangle heads, you know, the upside down, it's like their heads are like, they all look like Putin. And I'm not saying this to be funny or witty or anything like that, but all this, you know, like, oh, so-and-so, they all look alike, which all that overplayed bullshit. All Slavic people do look alike. They got the same color hair. They got the same little upside down Putin triangle heads. And they all just, you know, they sound the same. They all wear the same colored tracksuit. It's like
I think the gentleman tracksuits go pretty hard.
Yeah, that's what like the president wears and whatnot. Yeah, the Slavland or whatever it is that they got out there.
I'm kind of partial to the original Adidas red tracksuit. You know, a little nice shaven head, fresh from the barber.
You gotta wear a gold chain.
Of course, Cuban link, right? Or the Italian twist with the horn on the end. Man, you really know how to dress like a douchebag.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, who am I on the phone with?
Roman?
Roman.
Roman.
Roman, Roman, Roman. Yes, are you, how did you come on to the Jack Sesh? How did you how were you made aware of our platform here?
Well, I watch Drinking Bros,
every day.
Yeah.
Featherbone Media Productions videos. So if it's not Drinking Bros, something else. So of course I'm on the Patreon and I get the emails. So on a long drive back to the office while I'm at work. So
what do you do for a living? So far we've had a like a carpenter, you know, a man of Jesus, and we had a guy, and he broke a goddamn tool on air. We're trying to get him some money if you want to donate to the GoFundMe. Roman, what do you do for a living?
I'm a technician crew leader for my dad's company, which is Lawn Fertilization and Control here in Metro Atlanta.
Oh, okay, but you're not, you don't work for, like, you're in Georgia.
Yes, sir.
You don't work for Georgia Department of Transportation. You don't contract with them or anything?
Fuck no.
Okay, good, good. Those fucking savages. That's what I want to hear. Hey, can we start a GoFundMe for Roman here?
Yeah, I posted it in the Patreon already. Oh, yeah. another one for Roman? We need two GoFundMes?
Yeah, let's make sure he just got some comfortable gas money to get to and from work every day. We'll do gas for Roman. I don't know, what is it? $50 a week should fill up your tank. What are you driving, Roman?
So I drive a Hyundai Sonata 2.0T Sport Limited Turbo.
Yeah, let's do them 50 a week if we can get a little thing. Look, we'll raise like a couple grand for you, and then Giorgio and I will allocate it to you every week once we get that GoFundMe going for you.
Yeah, we'll send you shell cards.
Okay, George, look, I really enjoy Roman.
Yeah, Roman, thanks for the call, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your drive, but we're going to jack off to some other people now, and we'll let you know about that GoFundMe.
You just created a thing with that, Giorgio. You just created, like, a bit, and I like it.
You know, that's
I was really mean to you for the first few minutes, and I'm sorry. It's because I hadn't had a dip yet, but I'm feeling so much better now, and I really feel good about our rapport right now, Giorgio.
Jack, I'm here for the abuse, and that's how you use me.
Hey, who is this? What's your first name?
This is Chris. Chris,
do you in any way work for the Department of Transportation in your respective community?
Nope. Okay. Work at a car dealership.
Great. Ooh. Let's proceed with this conversation. Where are you based out of? Where do you currently live in?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. Just flew into there a few months ago. I got to say, it was
It
was one of the nicer airports.
You pronounce it Palatka.
Palatka, that's where I was. I was in Palatka, Florida. Nobody was wearing a mask. I didn't get COVID, which I'm really grateful for. But I'm still not happy with the people of Palatka. But I did walk away with some great Palatka swag from the gas station. Hey, now are you from Jacksonville, Florida?
Yes, sir.
And so you work at a car dealership. What do you do? Do you fix cars? Do you sell cars? Do you own the thing?
I handle all the warranty stuff for the service department. So when the cars get fixed, I make sure we get paid.
That's some real exciting work you do there, Chris. How you doing with COVID? Has it affected business at all? You know, the car buying industry, you know, obviously all Americans, we're all hurting a little bit right now. I lost 75% of my income in 72 hours by March 15th because of COVID. So now I'm reduced to doing shows in the Drinking Bros Network.
Man, we're a Chevy dealership, and we've picked up business since COVID.
Are you looking for new salesmen? Because me and Jack could be tempted to do our podcast out of your sales office. So,
Chris, I gotta say,
you guys would kill it.
Chris, I gotta say, I appreciate your integrity. That the fact that you told us the truth there, but it kind of backfired on you because we were gonna start a GoFundMe for you.
But now we want you to give us money. So, where do you live? Please dox yourself live on air so we can show up and collect our cash and new cars. Because I'm assuming there are
definitely,
cars
man, definitely. Yeah, we'll do it, man.
just go ahead and drop that paperwork now. You're going to need two employee vehicles, leases probably for 2 years whenever me and Jack get bored with it. And then we'll come get something else. Jack, anything else from him?
Chris, I think that's all we really needed. Next time, learn how to lie better. Goodbye.
Boom, he's gone. Another caller or what's up?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. It's your show.
You know what I was just thinking about? I was looking at this Felix Gray box right here.
Yeah.
And I, for whatever reason, I was thinking it was Earl Gray, the tea company.
Ooh.
And I kept thinking why you guys had this tea box here, but it's feel, you know, this is not important. Georgia, no, look, I've gone down a couple rabbit holes of my thoughts about life, and I still haven't gotten to my veteran suicide jokes yet, which I do plan on getting to maybe in the next 22 minutes or so. But I want to hear if you've got any opinions on things, because this is more than the Jack sesh. This is the Jack and George sesh. You got your feet up. You're looking pretty nice and naked right now. So if you have anything to say, you know, because I know Ross doesn't really let you go on tangents, and I'm not your boss, but we are equals. So now let's hear what you have to say, Giorgio.
I greatly appreciate that, and recently, I just want to talk. Oh, fuck, we got a caller, so I guess I'm going to talk to this guy.
No, piss up. I want to hear your thoughts, Giorgio. Tell him to piss off.
Oh, God, you want to hear my thoughts? Wednesday night, did stand-up with this guy, Dylan, who was on Comedy Central, and, you know, Giorgio held his own, and he really made himself feel proud of himself that night, and doesn't take time to smell the roses, and that was one day I did, and I really appreciate that. And I like to think about how I am an immigrant, and how I need a Comedy Central special. I need all of you who are watching right now to make me famous, so then I can make lots of money, so then I can buy more hookers and more drugs, because those are the things that make me happy. And if you've learned anything about Giorgio. Oh, shut the fuck up. These people need to know that, like, I have a hole inside me. There is a giant hole inside my heart that needs to be filled, and there's nothing that can fill it except for copious amounts of marijuana.
This is why veterans commit suicide right here. Hey, Giorgio, I got... Giorgio.
Yes?
You completely made me lose my train of thought. Do you need, like, a GoFundMe or something? Like, what are you asking for right now?
I'm asking for their attention. I'm asking for everyone who's out there to then go find three friends. Shut up. And then tell them to then also go find three friends to all become fans of Giorgio. Because Giorgio is a giant narcissist, and there is no way to suppress this.
The white Greek.
Yeah, exactly. The white Greek. I did my 23andMe, actually, and I found out that I was actually more Northern English than anything else, because both of my foreign grandfathers fucked white women. And they happened to be of the same ancestry. I had a Mexican grandfather and a Greek grandfather. Mm. And they both... prove their true American heritage by fucking white women. And I couldn't be more prouder of them.
I you know what? It should be every man's dream across the world to come to America and bed down a white woman.
Exactly. That's how you know you've made it socially. Like, your money can mean one thing, your fame can be another, but if you lock down a thoroughbred white woman, you are accepted in America.
One of those main ones, you know, the ones, the like a Bouvier.
You got to take care of her. You can't take her outside for long periods of time. If she stands too long, she gets dizzy. Yeah.
Yeah, white women start to complain pretty fast about things. Have I ever told you why white women are at the root cause of the most worst things to ever happen to this country?
No, but I'm here to listen for
you. Okay, so this is another thing I have to offer you that you should probably give a little more thought to. But hey, Georgia, I'm telling you right now, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22 if that thing keeps ringing, man. Okay, this is what I'm thinking right now. So look, the worst shit done by white women in this country, it all started with the temperance movement. And okay, that began in the mid 19th century, predominantly around the East Coast and the Midwest. These were bored Christian white women, okay, of Anglo descent, which are just, they're the worst wing of white women in this country. It all started with them. They didn't like that their husbands drank. And what happened during that period, too, there was a large Italian and German influx of immigrants coming into this country. And they, of course, you know, in German and Italian traditions, they're drinkers. And they basically saw these immigrants, and because they're spiteful, hateful, miserable women, just like their successors, you know, the Karens, they decided to start this lobby where they were trying to get rid of drinking in America. And the temperance movement actually gained a lot of steam, and then it started having major political power. And by the 20th century, we got the Volstead Act, okay, which basically made the sale of alcohol in this country illegal, okay. And this was predominantly done by bored upper middle class white women.
I'm listening.
Okay, so what did we get from Prohibition? Nothing good. Not only did we get nothing good, not only did they take away one of alcohol in America, goes synonymous with each other. It's part of our culture. It's in our DNA to consume beverages, okay? Whether you're a Coors Light guy or you like yourself a nice old-fashioned, it's in our blood, and they took that away from us. Just like white women have been taking things from people for years. And if you want me to get real serious, Google Emmett Till if you really want to find out how evil white women are in this fucking country. I'll calm down a little bit. I'll digress, but I'll go back to this. So we get Prohibition. What comes out of Prohibition? The goddamn, the largest freaking criminal syndicates in the history of the world came out of that. These were nothing but street gangs beforehand, right? They gave them power. They gave them infrastructure. These guys were able to build themselves into international crime syndicates, all because these white women wanted to get rid of alcohol. So next thing you know, the white women have created the frickin' mafia, okay? Here comes the 70s. The FBI is having to devote a ridiculous amount of resources combating La Cosa Nostra, aka the Italian mafia. Who are white, by the way. They're having to put all these resources into bringing down the Italian mafia. And next thing you know, they're diverting attention away from problems happening in Egypt, where religious extremism is beginning to take hold. If you know the history of Al-Qaeda, it started in late 70s Egypt. Our FBI couldn't focus on what was happening there because the white women created this goddamn mafia problem that they were putting all their focus into. Next thing you know, they finally do crumble the Italian mafia by the early 90s. But at that point, Al-Qaeda has already taken hold in the world. And next thing you know, we have 9/11. So white women are responsible for 9/11. We should quit propping them up as these special people in this country. And we need to fight them. That's all I got to say about
fighting
that.
White women. If there's a white woman who wants to come into the studio right now, I will fight you. I will fight you in my underwear for Jack's amusement. I need every white woman in the Austin area to come to 1834 of East to please let me fight you. I am down. I will hit a woman. You have to be white or at least of whiter complexion than me. I think you can hit a Puerto Rican.
Greek white. You can be Italian white. You can be like Irish white or not my hot Swedish girlfriend.
Also,
though.
I'm She's, also Mexican.
My hot Swedish girl. I want to say this. I talk a lot of shit about white people because it's fucking easy. But check this out. Not the Swedes. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to protect the Swedes.
You tell you why you love your Swedes.
I'm going to tell you why I'm going to protect the Swedes.
I'm listening about the Swedes.
The Swedes have never done shit to anybody. Okay. And I'll tell you what. So,
Jamie, can you Google that? Do we have a Jamie? Do we have a producer? Oh, that's me. Shit.
The Swedes have never done any, and they've never done anything to anybody. You know, Europeans have a dark history of colonialism. You can't put that shit on the Swedes. They have no history of colonialism. They've always kept to themselves. They've always done their own thing. They don't fuck with anybody. So, look, when you hear all this rhetoric coming from me about, you know, we got to bring down the whites. Let's just leave the Swedes out of it, okay?
Sorry, I'm Googling Swedish colonialism. Wow, actually none. It says none.
Yeah, they're not mean. They're good people. They're just nice people.
Have they given anything to the world in any like great
IKEA?
Sense?
Oh, okay. They gave us IKEA. They gave us the Skarsgård family, Alexander and Bill.
Have you ever put together
and
a piece
Stellan,
of IKEA
the father,
furniture?
The patriarch of the family? They gave us Stellan Skarsgård. He was in Mamma Mia.
I understand that you have served our country, Jack, and I understand that you went through a lot of rigorous training processes, but have you ever assembled a piece of IKEA furniture? Because that is a death and a horrible curse put amongst the world not put on anyone.
No, man.
That is an afternoon of confusion and directions that do not make sense purposely, but they do have a great meatball. So if you do want to go there really high,
one of the benefits
snuff,
of dating a hot Swedish woman is she knows how to do that shit. I don't touch that shit.
True.
Also, I love her too much to try to assemble the furniture. I let her do that. I go to the bar. I play some Keno while she's assembling the furniture because I respect her, you know?
And I don't respect women, and I think that's where we differ and where our balances come so well together. You see, when you say IKEA, I think of my favorite snuff film, which is where men walk around with women in IKEA and flash themselves to each other and then sometimes have sex on different sets, which I thoroughly...
What are we talking about? Is this the Giorgio's internet browser hour, or is this the Jack sesh?
I thought those were synonymous.
Again, Giorgio, I can't stress enough. We're a team. I'm sorry I yelled at you. Do you want to know more about the history of Sweden, or do you want to...
I do.
We got to learn about the weird shit that you've been Googling.
Listen, I need a place to vet all my weird fetishes, and I just hope my mom doesn't watch this. Okay,
there's a great Swedish movie called it's called Sammy Blood. It's an independent. I had no idea until I got a hot Swedish girlfriend that the Swedes are, for a country of 10 million people, they're incredible filmmakers. They have a great film industry there, and there's a great independent film. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Sammy Blood, and so they do have just
with
because
an
I say a lot of nice things about the Swedes, but they do got prejudicial. Problems up there, you know, prejudice problems. They do have their own prejudices. And in that country, there's these people called the Samis, and they live far, far, far way up north. They also live up in northern Norway, and they also live up in northern Finland. They're their own ethnicity. They don't share any genetic similarities to the Scandinavian people. So they are two different ethnic groups that live within that region. The Samis live far, 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 far up north, and they're shorter. They're more stout, you know, so they can herd their reindeer around.
This would be the wildlings.
They're the wildlings. And you think I'm laughing when I say that they herd their reindeer around. These motherfuckers are the real deal elves up there. They're short, and they literally specialize in herding reindeer. That's on Wikipedia. You can look it up.
Oh, I'm watching the trailer for it right now.
So it's about this young Sammy girl. So in the 1930s and 40s in Sweden, they were going through some real prejudice problems.
They're measuring noses right now.
Yeah, well, they practiced eugenics in Sweden, so I jumped the gun on how they're so nice.
yeah, anyway. You might want to walk that statement back a little bit.
Yeah, anyway, so they were the Samis, they were trying to incorporate them into Scandinavian culture. The Swedes were putting a lot of effort into it, kind of like in similarity to the way that we forced the Native American population in the United States. We tried to Anglicize them. We tried to force them into Christianity, give them, you know, traditionally Western European names, and we stripped a lot of them from their culture. Sweden
Jack,
was
by that. Do you mean we made them march, you know, thousands of miles to somewhere in Oklahoma where they died in mass graves?
Do you want to spend the next 8 days straight talking about the injustices of the Native American community in this country, or would you like me to continue?
Can we do both?
Okay, so the Samis were essentially going through what the Native American population went through here in the United States, where they were being stripped of their culture. And it's a great period piece in the 1930s Sweden about the Sami girl who was being forced into these Christian schools because they were basically enslaving them at that point, the Swedes, who I spoke way too highly of earlier. and basically, but what happened was, she felt so guilty for being Sami because the Swedes did such a good job of shaming her of her own ethnicity that she ended up just like going AWOL from Sami land and went down into Stockholm and basically pretended that she was Scandinavian. And it shows her going back to her native Sami land, you know, 70 years later when her sister dies, and rediscovering her roots. And it's a really heartfelt, good film. Now, of course, it is in the Sami and Scandinavian languages, so you got to watch it with subtitles, unless you're like me, who knows a little bit of Swedish because I respect my girlfriend. And when you love someone, you learn the language of their native land. I can count to 100 in Swedish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I could keep going on. You want to hear 69? 69, okundra. That means and 100.
We are getting flooded with calls. Should we turn this back on?
Let's turn it back on.
Turn it back on? Okay, last caller. Oh, we got a new one right now. Well, you're lucky. And who is that? You're live on the Jack Sesh. Oh, damn. Every time I got to reset this, but it's okay.
Hey, we're getting it to the next caller, I made some friends coming into the parking lot. I was going to have a cigarette, but I'm such a goddamn self-conscious smoker that they said hi to me and I freaked out and decided not to smoke a cigarette. But can I ask one of you, my new friends, if I would be able to get a drink from one of you right now? I'm a little COVID conscious, so please don't spit in it. If they got some JTS Brown or Kentucky Deluxe, some low level, low shelf whiskey, I'll do a half and half if they got a little cola up there too.
We have
if there's no cola.
No cola,
I'll just, oh, really? No, what are you guys, cola. In your 30s or some shit?
Tell Ross. We all know.
I'll just do, just give me a glass straight. I Ubered up here. I'm going to Uber back down. I don't give a shit.
Oh, this is when my phone starts just blowing.
I have a Nissan Murano that is 100% paid off, and it's been sitting in a parking lot for a goddamn year because I don't go, because I lost all my work because of COVID, so I don't go anywhere. Who am I speaking to right now?
Hello?
This is Nico the Greco. Hello?
Nico the Greek. Oh, I like, he's in character. Go ahead, Nick. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, because Greeks aren't white. Olive skin.
So are Italian Americans. They're olive skin. There are other white people. You know, it's like. Oh, hey, it's like saying that Irish people aren't white because they got red hair. It's just because you're a different variation of white doesn't mean you're not white.
Irish people are very white. Irish, they're pretty much, I would say, albino.
Yeah, but they're white. Physically, of course they are, but I'm just saying just because you got a little olive in the milk doesn't mean you're not drinking milk.
Chocolate milk is nice.
I agree with you there.
Do Italian Americans do they put olive in their milk? Is that like a cultural thing?
I'm Greek, so I wouldn't know.
I've only been to Buca di Beppo, so I don't know that much of the Italian American community, other than the worst thing that ever happened to them was the mob, which was created by fucking white women.
Fuck white women. Actually, that was the direct correlation with 9/11. Nico, how do you feel about 9/11? Inside job? Not.
Myself? Yeah, I mean, there's something going on there.
You trust George Bush that much to pull something like that off?
He
chops wood all day.
No, George Bush is an idiot.
He's an amazing
Bush
painter, though.
Doesn't know what's going on.
Hey, Nico, I was Nico, think about this, man. I don't want to get political. Thanks, brother, dude. This is a pour right here. Thank you. This is the good stuff. I don't deserve this. Hey, Nico, I'm thinking about this earlier, right? You're a Secret Service agent. I'm friends with a Secret Service agent online. He doesn't tell me shit about work, but like he sends me free hats and stuff. So we're kind of tight. So check this out. If you're a Secret Service agent, that's like one of the most prestigious law enforcement jobs in the world, without a doubt. Am I not right, Nico? I mean, those guys are the most heavily.
You're correct. One of my buddy's grandfathers and fathers were Secret Service agents.
He wasn't there for in 1963 in Dallas, was he?
His grandfather might have been.
Yeah.
I do not know about that.
Yeah.
His grandfather, the age checks out, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. They might have had a little talking to with that detail afterwards. Anyways, so you're a Secret Service agent, right? And you know the main precipice of your success as an agent is you get put on the presidential detail, and then you know you get put on the vice president, and then the kids and whatnot. But we forget that all those presidents, they have Secret Service agents that are going to follow them around for the rest of their life. There's a detail that's assigned to every single ex-president, right? And think about if you're a Secret Service agent, you get assigned to Jimmy Carter, who, contrary, you know, regardless of how you feel of his presidency, will go down as the nicest guy to ever hold office as president. And this is a guy that when he got done with president, he didn't just write a few books and give speeches for $500,000 a pop. This guy is out there hammering nails into wood every single day, building homes for low-income people, like one of the nicest guys ever to become president of the United States. And this Secret Service agent just gets to watch a 98-year-old man pound hammer all day, and that's his job. He just got to make sure no one wants to kill Jimmy Carter, which nobody wants to. And then the guy who watches George Bush. George Bush just hangs out all day, chopping wood on his property, driving his freaking Ford truck around, and that's all the Secret Service agent has to do is make sure that that 43 doesn't get a boo-boo chopping wood. Okay? And then you got the guys that are assigned to Obama. Obama's pretty much full-time in Hawaii now. He only flies to the mainland to, you know, help his buddy out become president. You know, give some speeches for Uncle Joe. But Barack Obama is just hanging out in Hawaii. You're a Secret Service agent, and you just get to hang out in the side bungalow next to Barack Obama's house all day and enjoy the nice weather in Hawaii. And then you get assigned to Donald Trump. Okay? This isn't a politics. This isn't me talking about him. His policies, but I'm saying nobody wants to work for fucking Donald Trump because that guy's going to be holding rallies like he's still president. These guys could you're supposed, when you get assigned to an ex-president, you're supposed to enjoy life, and now you're going to go work for you're on that Trump detail, and you gotta follow him around so while he's holding a rally in Akron, Ohio. No No, I'd quit. That's what I would do if I was ever accepted into the Secret Service after my 15th application. I would quit.
You take that back about the Football Hall of Fame there, sir. Akron, Ohio has a lot to offer an individual with time to kill between the hours of 4 and 7 a.m.
Hey, Nick, Nick, are you really Greek?
I am, yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure you weren't doing racial stolen valor or anything. Okay. Well, how about you and Giorgio just talk about...
Being Greek has two things.
Why don't you and Giorgio talk about what it's like to be a Greek American in this country?
You know, you have to have the uncircumcised conversation with every girlfriend that you have and apparently with your employer when you work here. Yeah, that's about it for me. People think I'm Mexican if I rock a mustache.
It's a lot of cooking and
you Greeks, you Greeks really like a good homemade meal. That's like what I've noticed from the one movie I've ever watched about Greek Americans. You like a good home cooked meal and some good old fashioned Johnson and Johnson Windex.
I would say that we're all
let me get that straight. I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, the Windex is bullshit.
Everyone's like, the Windex. Never heard of that in my life. Like, there's my grandpa or my papu and my yaya, they would talk, talk a lot of shit. But it wouldn't be about Windex and shit like that, you know. But the house had columns. I'll say that.
I get it. There was
their house had columns and had a lot of Greek shit in it.
It's amazing how a movie can change people's perceptions unfairly. There was that movie in 2000.
Everything was right about it, except
with Eddie Gilbert, or he's from Kansas City. Eddie Gilbert. He was the movie Undercover Brother, and in that movie they made a joke about how black people do not like mayonnaise, which I disagree with. I have an Akron American friend named Bobby, and he loves mayo sandwiches all the time. I put bacon and mayo, and he eats the shit out of that. So who is Eddie Gallagher to talk about to speak for all African Americans, how they don't like mayo on their sandwiches? And if I were you, I'd beat the shit out of the guy who make my beef Greek fat wedding, that movie. Because it did a real disservice to the Greek American pop. I just get so heated about this.
You mean Eddie Griffin?
Yeah, that guy.
Exactly. It's a bunch of bullshit.
First of all, love Eddie Griffin. Like he held it down in the Comedy Store during their dark years. Two.
Yeah, brilliant guy, but he really screwed over the Akron American community of America by making that statement about the mayo. Because it's not true.
Look, I think...
And I've always considered myself an ally in my
African American community too much already. They don't also get to enjoy the deliciousness of mayonnaise. That is just for
this
us.
This is my show. Are you? Look, I'm breaking character right now. If you're going to say some insanely racist shit like that, you can get the fuck off of my show and I'll answer the calls myself or I'll hang up on them myself.
Fair.
And let me get this straight. No white people like raisins in their fucking casseroles. Who puts raisins in casserole?
That's not a white problem. That's a Midwest problem. Coming from the state of Minnesota.
Where I'm from the Midwest. I've never heard of that in my life.
What part? But are you from the upper echelon, the upper sect or the lower sect people of the Midwest?
I'm from near you, kind of. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm from Milwaukee.
Okay. But you're from the French part. I'm from the Scandinavian part of the Midwest. I'm from the Norwegian and Somalian Hmong part. You're from the French and dirty biker part.
Yeah, there's a lot of Harleys down there.
Yeah, so
German, Greek.
Yes, we do have a lot of cultural similarities based on weather, but like I feel like our diets were probably different. I grew up eating, you know, a lot of the classic Scandinavian goulash and lefse and lutefisk and all that. And would you like, what were you eating, like fucking frog butts or something like that?
I was eating Greek food and then like bratwurst and Wisconsin, you can drink when you're like 12. So I was drinking brandy old fashions and bratwurst and shit.
Okay, see, because you got, y'all do that. Wisconsin people, you like your beer brats and your brats and all. Look, we have a lot in common. Let's find our differences. You know, the country's going through a lot right now. I think at this point, Minnesotans and Wisconsinites should be able to get together. But there are still differences. You have to admit that.
Agreed.
Okay, look, I'm not Greek either, right? But do you agree with my theory that I should be able to make fun of Greek people because I'm white like them?
Oh, of course. Yes, 100%.
Thank God.
100%.
Look,
and may I say this? One of my friends in school when I was growing up, he used to say this to me all the time. He used to say, and this is a joke. I don't know if you know where it's from. We'll see. But he used to say Greek people were Jews without money. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's a super racist joke, but like, it's actually also at the same time a very introspective statement. With the proper context, it can be funny. I don't have the bravery. I will not make fun of
from
Jewish
kids
people.
In the hall. Remember Kids in the Hall?
Yeah, I'm not a Jewish person, so I will not do Jewish humor. I will only make fun of the whites. That includes Greeks, Italians, yes. Spanish, French, Irish. Those motherfuckers, they couldn't even do potatoes. That wasn't a joke. I really hate them. And the English and the Scottish and the Scandinavians, the Finn, you know, within the Scandinavians, you got the Finns, the Danes, the Norwegians, and then, oh God, and the Swedes, you know, those fucking eugenicists, the weirdos. And then you got the Germans and the Czechs and all that, right? And then you get the Slavs. Well, the Polish, yeah, but you get the Slavs, and it's like shooting duck at a public pond, man. They are ripe for the taking in the humor category. Those Slavs, you know, they got them triangle heads, man. The upside down triangle. They're walking around with toaster ovens on their head, man. Hey, Georgie, are there other people waiting to get into this show right now?
We have a few African-American listeners who are chiming in about what they do or don't like mayo. There's a big consensus.
Get the mayonnaise. I want to hear that.
We're one country. We're one idea, and I want to talk to my African-American brothers and sisters that share this land with me, and I want their take on that, because
we'll patch them in
I don't speak for them. I can only go by observation.
I agree with you.
I can only relay what they text me, but we'll chime them in right now.
The last thing I want to be is one of those white guys that speaks for... I'll speak for Greek and Italian people because they're white too, but I'm not speaking for African Americans or Chicanos or Chicanas. I'm not speaking for the Native American population. I'm not going to speak for the Asian American population. I'm not speaking for the Chinese Americans or the Korean Americans or the Filipino Americans. The people from the Philippines who speak Tagalog, which is basically Spanish, but if I can make fun of Spanish people because they're European, can I make fun of Filipinos too? Because they actually have Spanish blood. I'll only make fun of Filipinos like 25% of the time because they're like 25% Spanish.
Fair. I think that's a very reasonable way. Nico, I love you, brother. Thank you for always being in on the chat, and thank you.
Brother. Reunite the country. Hey, we got to come together. Come together. Talk to them. Figure out what's going on.
All right, now we're
going to... Nico was by far in my top 10 favorite callers.
Oh, I think we've had less than 10 callers, so for sure.
Hello?
Hi, so we are wondering about this mayo situation that we got going on here. You are live on the Jack Sesh.
We need to be enlightened.
Well, I mean, I am from the Midwest, and I'm only half black, but I never really got down with mayo.
Oh, okay. Now, what part of the Midwest are you from? Are we from the same stock of Midwest, or are you from like the Kansas Midwest, where you're pushing south at that point?
Yeah, no, I'm from the good old south of Mason-Dixon Midwest.
Oh, what, like Missouri?
Yeah,
you guys can't even decide if you want to be
MIZ, baby.
No, you guys can't even decide if you want to be Confederates or Union. You're going to tell me that you can speak for the Midwest? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Look, I'm freaking being I'm being everything I hate right now. So I want to hear your take. But do you personally not like mayo, or is it like your whole family doesn't like mayo?
Well, I mean, I don't know. My mom's white. She fucking loves that shit.
Yeah, white people do. I mean, no one's arguing that.
I don't mind it. Like, it's like a thin layer, but like excessive mayo, I can't mess with it. I guess technically I do like it a little bit, because if you put it in the aioli, then you're good to go.
Your father's African American?
He is.
Does he like mayo?
strange question. I don't. This is going to sound real stereotypical, but I don't really know him, so.
Well, unlike Giorgio, I'm not going to laugh at that. Why would you laugh? Hey,
because he's laughing.
No, hey, bro, I want to. No, I want to talk. My father didn't know his father either because his dad was killed in the war, and so my father's a Gold Star child, which would make me a Grand Gold Star child. But that was World War II. Back then, you know, when your husband got killed in the war, they're like, "Sorry, lady, you better go get remarried." So my dad never got SGLI benefits, like, you know. Because now if you lose someone in the war, that's an automatic 400K. That's a pay bump right there. But back then, they didn't have that. Oh, so my dad never got those SGLI benefits. And I think now, since my dad's on Social Security now, he's fully retired, I think that I should get a prorated amount of the SGLI. As a Grand Gold Star child, I should get a prorated amount of that SGLI money. Because I could really use it right now. I lost a lot of my income after COVID.
I'd say at least 80 grand.
Okay. Yeah, so I can't relate to you because I know my father and he went to all my baseball games and he was a really good dad.
Well,
but
I know my stepdad.
Oh, well then, you had a father figure.
Actually, it's weird. I did, yeah, it's weird. See, my mom, who's white, and my stepdad is also white,
mm-hmm.
And they're like, my stepdad is 5'6", and I'm 6'6". So family pictures were really weird and really funny.
Oh my God, you looked like one of those adopted childs from like a Los Angeles couple. where you're just towering above your parents.
I looked like if it was like 10 years later, Angelina Jolie would have tried to adopt me.
Hey, this guy is definitely within my top 15 favorite callers today. That was a 100%. Good joke. See, in order to do humor properly, there has to be a setup and a delivery. And you went through every step of good joke telling, and I love you for that.
Well, you're one of my favorites. I'm just trying to emulate you. And Georgia, I won't leave you out.
You know, you don't need to emulate me, brother, but I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you helping us settle this Mayo situation.
Yeah, thank you. We're not going to assume that you speak for the entire, because African Americans make up 13% of the American population, so we're going to need to hear from a few more million African Americans to really get on whether this is true or not, but we appreciate you are the first one with input, and we're checking it in the book.
Thank you so much, brother.
Awesome. I love it, man. Talk to you guys later.
What a great caller, Jack. What a great caller.
That was a good call. Definitely top 50.
Definitely top 50.
You know, hey, Giorgio.
Yes.
Femtio?
Yes.
That's 50 in Swedish.
Yes?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. Jessica, which way is right? I don't know. Can you help me? This way? This way? Oh, answer or no?
Yeah, why not? Let's do this. I want this to be the last one, though. Okay. I may like the guy, but I don't want to hear from anybody else.
Can you hear us, sir? Ooh, nope, not again.
Okay, we'll give that a mulligan. Yeah, are you a golfer, Giorgio?
I am.
Do you get golf lingo?
I do.
Do you know what a mulligan is?
I get a retry.
Okay, not a lot of big Greek golfers out there.
You know what? I was raised to try to be white and try to be rich, so, you know, just in case. Hello, you're live on the Jack Session.
Did you think that's what it takes to be a golfer? Not everybody is Bobby Jones. You ever heard of a guy named Tiger Woods?
No, but, you know, I heard you need to know how to play golf if you wanted to be a businessman.
That's true, yeah. I learned to play golf because my dad was too much of a cheapskate to put me in for hockey, so I'm like the world's worst Minnesotan. I don't even know how to play hockey.
Oh, you don't know how to play hockey and you're from Minnesota?
I know, man. I'm telling you. Like, that's why I don't even claim Minnesota. I just tell people that I'm from Akron, Ohio.
I mean, I like that because of the Hall of Fame, but that's just me.
Nobody questions you when you say you're from Ohio.
No, they really don't.
They just accept it as it is.
But, like, if you're from Ohio, why don't you say you're from Cleveland? Because then you can just say I'm fleeing to the Cleve, and I would really appreciate that.
Okay, who do we got here, Georgia?
I'm going to try this one more time. Oh, we have so many people calling at once. This is blowing up my phone and destroying it. Hello, can you hear us? Oh, my God, this is annoying. You people are calling at such a rate that my phone is literally crashing as you are trying to call me. So I'm going to try this one more time and call you back.
Did you go to the freaking, was there a sale at Toys R Us or some shit? What are we doing here?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're live on the Jack Session.
Hey, to whom am I speaking?
To Sergeant Avila.
Sergeant Avila? Is your first name Sergeant? Unlike your chain of command, I see you as a human being, so I'd rather know your first name.
That's Hector. My government name is Hector.
Hey, Hector. I'm calling you Hector because I respect you, unlike the United States military. Hey, Hector, what are you doing? Where are you calling in from, man? Where are you stationed at?
I'm in SoCal, California, and I just got done fixing an ATM, and I'm also on the California Nasty Girl.
You're a nasty girl. Now, what part of Southern California are you? I was just in Burbank. Everything was closed. I had a terrible time. I ate Panda Express 4 days in a row while I was out there. Okay. Do you know how long it takes to shit orange chicken out when you've eaten it for 4 days straight? What part of California are you from?
I'm actually in the kind of like San Diego, well, Arcadia right now, because I'm like traveling all over the place. Half the time, I don't even know where the hell I'm at.
You're in Arcadia?
I know Arcadia. So, are you from Southern California? Are you stationed out there? What kind of program are you working on?
So, I'm like I live in Southern California, and I was born and raised in California. Did active duty, was in Korea and Campbell.
Yeah,
got out and came back. So.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Kind of stuff, so.
Do Koreans consider Filipinos to be Asian?
They were like treated like Mexicans in Korea. You know, from when I was there, the majority of the Filipinos that I saw were just your typical drinking girls.
Yeah, that's look. I want to start a GoFundMe for the Filipino and Filipinas of the Philippines. I want to start a GoFundMe to where they can get a little more fucking respect from the Koreans.
but that's neither here nor there.
Now check it out, bro. Since you're a California boy, I was born in West LA, Santa Monica, St. John's Hospital there. Spent the first four years of my life in LA. I consider myself a Minnesotan, but considering that I never played hockey, I can dabble in the California too. Hey, so as a fellow Californian, what do you think about the fact that my dad never got paid when his dad got killed in the war? Like, I should be getting that dough at this point, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's if he put you down in the SPLI. I mean, unless...
Well, my grandfather didn't know. He was only 23 when he died for his country. How is he going to know that he was going to have a sweet grandson like me?
I don't know. Most of us don't even know that we even have kids, considering I was, like, here or there.
Yeah.
Papa G doesn't...
My grandmother got married surprisingly fast. She got remarried surprisingly fast for a woman who just lost her husband in the war. Do you think that Dean, my step grandfather, do you think him and my grandma were hooking up before while my grandfather was dying for his country in the Pacific?
I mean, Jodies have been around since the ancient Roman times, I guess.
Jodies have always. Oh, yeah. Hector, and I'm going to call you Hector because I hate that they fucking call you Sergeant Avila. That's degrading. Hey. Hey, Hector, do you want to hear the actual story of where the name Joe D came from? Jody? So in World War...
Actually, no. I really want to know.
Because, okay, so in World War II, obviously it was a world war. In the United States, we needed every man. The young male African American population was volunteered or conscripted into service for their country, even though that their country treated them like shit. So the African American males from the South it was an old Southern thing in the African American population down there that Joe D was the guy that banged your girl while you were gone. So the African American soldiers brought that into the army and it became part of normal army, slang, obviously to this day. So, you know, aside from like peanuts and stoplights, you can also thank the African American population for that, Jim.
Did they still refer to them as BBCs, though?
Jody's?
Yeah.
No, Jody's a dude. He bangs your girl when you're gone. You know that, you silly
Willy.
I know, Willy.
But did they refer to him also as a BBC, though?
Right, a BBC Jody. Jack, I don't know if you're familiar with that type of porn. That is something that Giorgio is very familiar with and has gone down the cuckold.
Well, I personally, I do like to watch the British Broadcasting Center because they're very, I'll tell you this. The big reason why you should watch the BBC as an American is they have no real, they have no stake in what's happening in this country. Their news isn't personal and for profit. for profit like ours is. So they really do report events in America very fair and balanced, unlike the network that claims that they report things fair and balanced. So I yeah, watch the BBC. I like watching BBC, just like you guys do. I love watching BBC.
Maybe I prefer Sky News and Sky Sports personally if I'm talking about British programming.
Al Jazeera too, that's a good one.
Al Jazeera TV, yes.
Al Jazeera. I watch that because I do a lot of shows. I go and entertain the troops, guys who have the name Sergeant like you. I entertain those guys. You know, I go overseas, and I was in Bahrain and Jordan and Kuwait, and I was in Egypt. And so I watch a lot of Al Jazeera, and they do the English version, and they really report very fair on American news.
Yeah.
What kind of name is Sergeant, by the way? What is that, like Greek?
No, I mean, I'm just giving you my government, the government license ID that they give me.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
The rank I got.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Giorgio, I told Ross that I was not good for more than like 8 hours. What are we at right now?
We are live for an hour and 21 minutes, and we have 94 missed calls.
Okay, you know, look, we promised that Sergeant Hector Avila here was going to be our last call, and I really like the way that this call ended because he's a nice guy. I don't like that he's in the military because I know they're abusing him right now, and I think we should start a GoFundMe for him, right?
I think so. We have like 4 GoFundMes, but this one's at the list as well.
Let's do a GoFundMe to buy out Hector Avila's contract from the United States Army.
Well, get this. I had a heart attack 2 years ago during training. And I'm still like in the service, and I'm trying to get medically retired.
Let's start that GoFundMe. We got to get him out of the Army stat.
Okay.
Hector, I'm not going to let you get out of the Army if you don't have a plan. Like you're going to use that post 9/11 GI Bill. You're going to go get an education, and I want you to go become a teacher and teach the young ones, the next generation, why it's important to stay out of the Army. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling people. Well, I tell them to go Air Force. If they're going to do the military, at least, well, be smart enough to join the Air Force.
Join the Air Force and just make your best friends
Space
there.
Force.
Hey, okay.
Or if you're really smart, skateboard.
We're going to skateboard, yeah.
Yeah, learn to skateboard, man. Be like, you know, Tony Hawk gets a goddamn paycheck anytime some dipshit downloads that video game of his. Okay, hey, this isn't personal, Hector, but cut him off, Giorgio.
He's been gone. I already got that.
Okay,
for you, buddy.
Hey, George, do we wrap up the show now? Wrap up the Friday Night Jack sesh?
I don't know.
I want to apologize to all the callers for me being such a fucking dickwad.
Yeah, I want to apologize to all of you who kept trying to come in.
You can
in.
Thank James Bass, who's the executive of the Texas Department of Transportation, for his bullshit fucking leadership in this state, and I got angry when I got stuck in traffic on the way up here. So thanks, James Bass. And next week, I'm telling everybody where your adult children go to college.
That's right. College. Yeah, this has been great. Thanks, everyone. Friday Night Jack Sesh. We'll get back to you next week. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill all of...